Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper Jay, and today we'll be talking about the Slide Rock Boulder.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
The Rocky Mountains are a mountain range in North America that stretches from northern Canada all the way to New Mexico. It is the largest mountain system in North America, and despite its 3,000-mile length, it is most closely associated with the state of Colorado, which is where its highest points of elevation are located. The terrain is both treacherous and picturesque, and that attracts adventurers and tourists alike to take in its awesome beauty. It's also in the Colorado section of the Rockies that the Slide Rock Boulder is rumored to dwell. The Slide Rock Boulder is said to be a large carnivorous whale, except it's on land, in the mountains. Its huge head has small eyes and a wide mouth that runs back behind its ears. Its sleek body ends in a large fluked tail that has hooks on the end that the beast uses to hang from the tops of mountains. Its teeth have been described as saw-like, and its mouth secretes saliva that it uses for lubrication while hunting. You'll see why in a second. Which brings us to the mythology behind the Slide Rock Boulder. The Slide Rock Boulder was first described in William T. Cox's 1910 book, Fearsome Creatures of the Lumberwoods. Yes, this is the same book that described the first Hodag encounters from our last episode, but if you thought the Hodag was an odd creature, keep listening. The Slide Rock Boulder will lie in wait, motionless for days, hanging from the tops of mountains that have slopes of greater than 45 degrees, resembling part of the landscape, scouting for its unsuspecting prey to wander into its path. When it does, the boulder will then lift up its tail, detach itself, and slide down the side of the mountain using its massive weight and its saliva lubrication to gain speed until it scoops up its prey and devours it with its serrated teeth. Its momentum takes it right up the other side of the mountain like a skateboarder on a halfpipe, where it flips around, rehooks itself to the top, and waits for another hapless victim. Lather, rinse, repeat. The creature is said to specifically hunt for tourists, so its victims are especially surprised when they meet their sudden and untimely fate. And before you go thinking that William T. Cox was some kind of a quack, it should be noted that he was an actual forester, serving as the state forester of Minnesota and the commissioner of conservation. He also worked to manage forests in the US, Canada, and Brazil, so he's not just some nut who wanted to sell books. Well, he was, but he did have the credentials to back it up. The only specific sighting on record of the Slide Rock Boulder is also from Cox's book. He tells the tale of a forest ranger on the mountain of Lizard Head in the southeast corner of Colorado who, tired of losing tourists to the beast, set a trap. The brave, or foolhardy, ranger dressed a dummy as a tourist, complete with a plaid shirt and a guidebook to Colorado, and packed it with explosives. When the Slide Rock Boulder took the bait, the ranger detonated his improvised bomb and blew the beast to bits, covering the mountains in blubber that fed the local buzzards for the entire winter and destroying half of the mining town of Rico in the process. The old urban legend of the exploding whale set in lumberjack times. So, what could the Slide Rock Boulder actually be? It's probably just a made-up story from the imagination of William T. Cox. Now, Rico is an actual ghost town in the Rockies, left deserted by both the gold miners and the lumberjacks who once made up its population, but it's hard to tell if the damage and decay to the structures in the town were from falling pieces of cryptid or just from exposure to the harsh elements of the Rocky Mountains. The legend was probably born from people witnessing actual landslides or avalanches in the area. This type of disaster can swallow up everything in its path, people and animals included, never allowing them to be seen again. And the paths of destruction left behind could theoretically resemble the tracks of the Slide Rock Boulder. So, this phenomenon could hypothetically be mistaken for a large whale-like creature. Or maybe, just maybe, there's a cetacean up there in the Rockies that hasn't yet been identified by science because everyone who sees it gets eaten. A cryptid. Unfortunately, the Slide Rock Boulder has not caught on in popular culture as much as it should have. Aside from being mentioned in Cox's 115-year-old book and a few appearances in fan-made media such as podcasts like this one, the creature has not found its place in the scene outside of cryptozoological circles, which really is too bad, because I, for one, would watch the hell out of a Slide Rock Boulder movie. Are you listening, Hollywood? Are ya? And that's gonna do it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. So pop on over there. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small.